You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Happy to have you joining us here on a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Thank you for always joining us here, whether it be on 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, or smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. We got a good show coming up for you today. It is Wednesday. That means it is Mark Ironside joining us as we will talk collegiate wrestling with Mark. Iowa, Wisconsin coming up this weekend. We'll look back on the break. We'll look back at UNI and Nebraska, the big win for the UNI Panthers. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit with Mark. We'll look back at Iowa and Iowa State's wins last night on the hardwood. One was kind of went as expected. The other one did not go as expected. But we will talk about that. Yeah, we got a Bowling Night America preview for you. It is back as we pick up with that tonight. And a little bit about the new phenomenon, indoor sim golf on television. All that coming your way here on a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. 319-366-1600 is the text line. 319-366-1600. That's phone line as well. You like to pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. And Mark, pleasant good afternoon to you today.
You as well, Scott and Isaac and everyone out there. And certainly an interesting night of basketball in Ames and Iowa City and really around the country. And certainly interesting. Interesting debut of tomorrow's golf league.
Tomorrow's golf league. All right, there you go. Isaac, how are you? Did you catch any of the sim golf last night?
No, I did not.
Okay, that's fine. Was it if it was indoor soccer, you would have watched though?
Indoor soccer is a little bit weird. The ball is completely different. I actually played that for a little while. It is completely different than outdoor soccer. The ball's like fuzzy and bounces odd.
Fuzzy?
Yeah, it's very different than outdoor soccer.
Fuzzy.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know how to describe, maybe fuzzy is the wrong term, but it has like felt on the outside almost.
Okay. See, it's a good day when you learn something new, and I never knew that. So thank you for enlightening me. 319-366-1600. We're about 6-7 minutes away from talking with Mark Ironside. So don't want to get too involved in basketball before we talk some wrestling until after we talk with Mark Ironside, Mark Dukes. Mark and Mark, it's very confusing at times. But like I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the games last night went pretty much as expected with Iowa State. Yeah, it was close early. Utah had a 5-point lead, but Iowa State dominated down the stretch and certainly won going away over in Ames. And that was expected. What wasn't expected is the way the Iowa-Nebraska game went last night in Iowa City. As Matt on the text line says, he threw in the towel a few minutes into the second half last night. He is mad at himself for missing the comeback. And I didn't know they had these ranked, but the 10th biggest comeback in Iowa basketball, or Carver history. I don't know. I'd have to double check on that. But anyway, it was a heck of a comeback for the Iowa men last night.
I don't think Matt was the Lone Ranger in that regard in terms of throwing in the towel. Heck, some people threw in the towel before the game. There's only 7,800 people there, and we've gone around and around about that song and dance before, and probably don't need to litigate it today, but in terms of the game itself, it was a crazy game. I mean, when was the last time you heard somebody scoring 30 and a half? Yes, it's happened, I know, but
LeFester Rhodes.
Peyton Sanford had two against Wisconsin and didn't score in the first half, and suddenly scores 30, including 25 in the last 15 minutes. That was out of the blue. I mean, Bryce Williams nearly crashed the party with a three-point dagger at the end of regulation, but Iowa really prevailed in overtime, got a much-needed win, and Josh Dix was phenomenal. Iowa did it all without Drew Thelwell, who scored 25 against Wisconsin. He's apparently going to be back against Indiana. And as far as Ames goes, it was as expected. Taman Lipsky had maybe his best game in a while, or maybe he's a Cyclone. I don't know. And Curtis Jones still doing what he does off the bench, scoring 23. So that result wasn't so expected. The Iowa one was, I think.
Yeah, it was. And as I mentioned, we're going to dive into this a little deeper after we talk with Mark Ironside here in just a few minutes. But it was certainly a much-needed win for Iowa, and probably with what is looming on the horizon, including the home game on Saturday night against Indiana. And I'll say this about the crowd, and yes, we don't really need to go into it again because it's been talked about before. Is it a Carver problem? No, because, hey, the women get 14,000 plus. The wrestling team gets 14,000 plus. It's not a Carver problem. It's a men's basketball perception problem. Not being helped at all by the fact it is on a Tuesday night, which is a high school basketball night around the state of Iowa for boys and girls. And many venues with many, many hundreds of people last night, which takes away from going to college. And I understand Hilton Coliseum is filled to the rafters, but I guarantee you Carver Hawkeye Arena, if Iowa was rated number two or number three in the country, would also be filled to the rafters at that point. But they aren't. So you get 8,000 there, and you hope they're boisterous.
Well, I mean, you talk to 10 different people, they may give you 10 different reasons, and all may be valid to a certain extent. It is what it is for Iowa men's basketball at this point. And I'm sure it's frustrating for some, including Beth Goetz, the athletic director, and maybe even Fran McCaffrey, but it is what it is. I mean, one of the reasons, starting times. It was conducive last night for attendance, save the fact that it was on a high school basketball Friday night. But look at next Friday. It's a 9 o'clock start at Carver Hawkeye on a Friday night. 9 o'clock. I mean, that's not too late for me, but it is for a lot of people who have to travel to the game. Okay, get home at midnight. Yeah, I mean, and the previous Tuesday game is at 8 o'clock. So those start times don't help either.
No, and we knew this was coming with the expansion and with all of the platforms that Big Ten basketball can appear upon. So, hey, it is what it is. It's part of the whole situation, and better get used to it because it's not going to get any better and it's not going to change. And it's too bad because this is an exciting basketball team. Do they put the biscuit in the basket? Absolutely. Do they allow a lot of baskets? Absolutely. But this is a team that could make the NCAA tournament, depending on how things play out, and that includes Saturday night. Now, if 8,000 show up on Saturday night for a 7 o'clock game against a nationally rated Indiana team, okay, we got some problems. It's not going to be full, I don't think, but I think it's going to be a very close-to-capacity crowd on Saturday night when the Indiana Hoosiers come in. 319-366-1600. As we'll talk a little more basketball coming up here in just a couple of moments. We're going to get Mark Ironside on the phone and talk with him. His appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt is located right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Iowa getting ready to take on Wisconsin. That'll be on Sunday afternoon. That is a 2 o'clock matchup at the UW Fieldhouse. Yeah, it's still there. on one end of Camp Randall Stadium, and they still wrestle in there. A cozy 7,200-seat arena since they refurbished it a little bit after the basketball team moved off to the Kohl Center. So we'll talk about that, a little bit about you and I and Nebraska and other things coming up with Mark here in just a moment as we get him on the line here, I believe. Mark, are you there?
I am here, guys. I'm here.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing really good.
Excellent.
Right down in Southern Iowa and getting ready to go out and sit in the tree stand for a little while.
I was going
to
say, are you in the stand or are you just you're making plans?
I'm not in the stand. As soon as I get off of this phone, I will be walking from my truck to my stand. And my daughter Hannah's here with me right now. She's staying here at the truck. She's getting ready to head out right now as well. So we're having a good time down here.
Well, Hannah, good to talk to you. And I hope you enjoy our conversation.
She's leaving. I told her don't worry, figure on a wait. Just get going.
Oh, brother. Well, a little bit of a downtime for Iowa between the Soldier Salute and getting ready for the meetup in Wisconsin at Madison on Sunday. So time to get everything solidified. And I don't know, what do you think? Is there going to be any drastic changes for Iowa anyway as they get ready to go up to Madison? It doesn't appear to be that way on the mat sheet, but there's a lot of ands and ors on the lineup as well.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think everything is pretty solidified as of right now. And I think you're going to see your normal guys. And I think you're going to see a lot of bonus wins. Hopefully it's going to be a quick duel. Hopefully we can get some falls and win a lot of these matches that were that like big, like we're capable of doing. So, and they're not like any close matches because really Wisconsin is down. I mean, they really have gone a long ways down. But I also heard too that they've lost some scholarships too. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of honestly nervous about them losing their program at this point in time.
Mark, it occurred to me that we let you off the hook last week on your homework assignment. And do you have your results from our Spencer Lee questions?
Okay, what was it? Why did Spencer not wrestle?
Yes.
Okay, because he – yeah, I did find that all out. And then also about Daniel Dennis, too. Or, not Daniel Dennis, DeSanto. So Spencer has some big tournaments coming up. He's got two more big tournaments coming up, and he just, at the last minute, is like, you know what? I just don't want to do this one right before Christmas, and then right after Christmas, I'm going, I can't even remember where these other two tournaments were. But he wanted to go to these other two tournaments instead. It was just too much competition. Not like tough competition, just too much back-to-back-to-back stuff. So he just decided, he's like, you know what, I'm just going to stay here and train through Christmas and just relax. And then right after Christmas, the new year, then I'm going to go hit it hard. So, and I don't blame him. But at the same time, I guess how I look at it as, well, you should have seen that happening, you know, before you committed and everybody thought you were going to go and they're counting on you being there and stuff like that, you know. So I don't know why it last minute decides to pull out, but, you know, whatever.
And what about the DeSanto?
DeSanto is wrestling Greco. He won that tournament over there, him and Black, but he doesn't really want to. I was talking to Daniel Dennis about it, and he's like, he needs to. Like, he's good at it. He's really, really good at this. And I even said he's got a better team making better chance of making the world team doing that than he does freestyle. And Dennis like, yeah, go talk. You need to talk to him. And I was like, all right. And then I never got a chance to talk to him at the Soldier Salute about it. But he did wrestle Greco. I think it would be really, really good for him to wrestle Greco, but just doesn't sound like he really wants to, probably because he just doesn't know a lot about it. He's never done it before. So, but at the same time, it's an opportunity to, you know, do some great things and maybe climb a little ladder a lot faster, probably in the freestyle aspect of things. And that's probably the avenue to go.
Yeah,
Mark, I'm sure you didn't shed a tear when you saw you and I whipped Nebraska for the first time in a long time, huh?
That's exciting. That's super exciting for the, you know, Panther train over there and Doug Schwab and I'm stoked for him. And there were some good matches in there, too. I think two or three overtime matches. And the thing is, you and I won all of them. And that just shows you the grittiness and the toughness that Doug Schwab provides to his team and what he develops out of his team. And that duel was a blowout. Was it like 24-9 or something? But that could have easily been a win for Nebraska. There were so many close matches, but you and I just, they freaking gutted them out, and they won some big matches. Cale Happel, former Lisbon Prep, got a big win over Hardy. Hardy's ranked fifth in the country. So, yeah, that was some good wrestling. Kekkeisen got a fall. That was huge over Allred, and Allred's good. All-American. So, you and I, good for them. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, they're up to number 7 now in the team rankings. I mean, yeah, we know what the team rankings mean at this time of the year, but, you know, it's still good for them.
I think the highest that Doug has ever been ranked, to be honest with you. I think 7 might be the highest that you and I has ever been ranked since he's been there. So good for him. Kudos for him, especially not having, you know, fun money like NIL fun money like a lot of these other schools have.
Yeah, and you and I mean, Kekkeisen, obviously, but it's the Panthers can get a top 5 at the national tournament. I mean, it's doable for them.
I don't know. We'll see about that.
I think they can get there.
I sure hope so. I don't know, but we'll see. I really, really hope so. The biggest thing is just staying healthy. Kekkeisen, though, is not only a stud wrestler, but he's a great leader as well. That's where I'm really, really impressed with him. It's just, he's just a great a leader, and you can tell that that's the type of kid you want in your room and on your program, and the other guys follow suit. So kudos to him and for staying around and helping give back to Doug Schwab and what Doug Schwab's provided for him.
Could it be that you and I is a better dual team than a tournament team? I guess we'll see, but maybe that's the case.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you get to the national tournament, a lot of it, too, is matchups, how you pair up and who you pair up with and your draws and stuff like that or whatever. But, I mean, they're solid, I think, both. You know, I think they're solid dual team. I think they're solid tournament. So I'm just really, really happy for you and I and Doug Schwab and what Doug's done there with no NIL money either.
Well, speaking of that, you mentioned Wisconsin a little bit earlier on, and this is not Barry Davis's Wisconsin program, certainly anymore. And we're used to Wisconsin being a rated team, and now they are not even close to the top 25. They only have 3 wrestlers that are barely rated individually. I mean, it's kind of sad to see what's happened to this program.
Well, you got to look at it. You know, Gomez. Gomez that was at Michigan last year, he was at Wisconsin 2 years ago, and he got money from Wisconsin, so he left. And then Hamady, who's an 2-3-time All-American from Wisconsin, he got money from David Taylor in Oklahoma State, so he left. So, I mean, here we are. I mean, yeah, Wisconsin's really, really struggling. I don't think that's a school where they have a lot of history in the sport of wrestling as far as donors and boosters and alum and stuff like that that really care a lot about the wrestling program versus a place like Michigan and especially now Oklahoma State with David Taylor there. So they just don't have the money to give out to these guys. And as soon as they get some good guys, they're probably just going to continue to keep happening. They're going to lose them to NIL.
Looking at the schedule, Mark, after this Wisconsin meet, things ramp up, certainly, with 11th-ranked Illinois and then Ohio State and Penn State on the road, and then, you know, right into February. So things are going to get pretty heated, and things are going to get sorted out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward. This is the time of year, as soon as this hunting season's over on Friday, then it's 100% focused on the Arctic Plunge and the Big Ten wrestling season.
Which the plunge is what, the 25th, right?
The 25th, which they've done. Chad Beatty, our executive director of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, did a great job marketing this, and he putting it on the day of the Ohio State meet, which is at 1:00 in the afternoon, and then everybody heads over to Brown Deer Golf Course and watches a bunch of idiots like me jump in a frozen pond as soon as the dual meet's over. So it was a good marketing scheme by him.
That water's going to feel a lot warmer, though, if the meet goes well.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that freaking meat, I don't know if we get 10 pins, it's still going to be freaking cold. I'm going to be like, what the heck am I doing here?
I think Isaac should get over there. Isaac, do you want to take part in the polar plunge?
I might have to pass on that this year.
This year? What are you talking about? I was just trying to talk Hannah on the way here that to go and jump this year with me. Maggie did it last year. I'm trying to get Hannah to do it this year.
I'm a member of the media. I'm supposed to remain impartial.
Oh, yeah. You're playing the impartial card when it comes to...
No, I don't want to hear that. I see other media. Scott, Sable's jumped like 3 times. Don't give me that.
Well, he's built a little differently.
His mind is a little different.
Maybe Isaac's clearer. I don't know. Nothing against Scott. We like Scott.
Love Scott. Love him. Awesome guy.
But he would, he would do that in a second and has done it, as you mentioned. So if people want, are you signed up yet and ready to go?
I am signed up, and Loretta already got me. So Scott and Mark, let's go, get on it, get after it.
Yeah.
So I'm locked and loaded, and I've been actually working the last 2 days from my mom's house while I've been hunting in the evenings and working all day during the day, and I've been putting a lot of focus and energy into the plunge and the pledges and stuff. So I think I'm at like, I don't know, close to 4,000 right now, which, you know, I still got 21 more thousand to go because 25,000 is my goal every year. So I don't know how I do it or how I get to it, but just keep chopping away.
How many thousands could I raise if I showed up, Mark? I don't know.
I don't know. You got a lot of backing. You got a lot of people, you know, back all the way to the Cedar Rapids Gazette days, Mark. You got a big following. Use it.
It's going to take a lot of thousands, I'll tell you that, Mark.
My days of, plunging. I will gladly give a little of the funds, but I don't think I want to. I'm with Isaac. I don't think I want to jump in.
It's not fun. It's not. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, well, you did it one time. You'll never do it again. There's a reason for that.
You're not making very good points here for Hannah to try to get her to jump in too.
Oh, she's gone. She's not listening. She's hopefully climbing into a tree right now.
Very good.
I told her on the way here that, see, this is good practice for the plunge. You're going to go up there and you're going to freeze in a tree right now, and you're going to get your body temperature more adjusted stuff. So this is like training for it.
Okay, Dad.
Very good. All right. Have a good trip to Madison.
All right. We'll talk to you boys next week, and hopefully you come back with 10 wins by bonus. That's my goal.
That's a pretty good goal right there.
I think we can do it. We can do it. We're capable of doing it, but will we do it is yet to be determined.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Mark. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, fellas. We'll see
you. You bet. Mark Ironside joining us from Southern Iowa, getting ready to go hunting. And his appearance always brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. I don't think Hannah's going to jump in.
I don't know. Mark's pretty persuasive.
Very true. Very true. I think he's going to have to be ultra persuasive.
His sister did it. I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to have to be peer pressure from her sister to get her to jump. I think that's going to be the only way he's going to get it taken care of. Or if somebody says they're going to give $7,000, if Hannah jumps into the water, then, there's going to be Mark's throwing her in. Let's face it. That's what's going to happen. In a nice way. In a nice way. Don't want to get anybody angry at Mark. All right, 3:28. We're going to talk some basketball coming up here in just a little bit. I need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update first. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, or right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock. That is Monday through Saturday. They feature a bar and a huge menu of comfort food for all ages. And you can check them out online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
In Iowa basketball news, Fran McCaffrey has picked up a player out of the transfer portal. He is Isaiah Johnson Arigu. He is from Minneapolis, former four-star recruit there. He was at Miami of Florida and had played sparingly, he will be eligible next year. In women's college basketball, UConn's Paige Beckers will be out for tonight's game against Xavier with a lower body sprain, but will be back next week. And headline game tonight in the women's game, Southern Cal and Juju Watkins visit Brenda Freeze and Maryland, a matchup of the 4-8 teams in women's college basketball. 24/7 Sports reporting that former Iowa State quarterback J.J. Cole has signed with Appalachian State. And finally, Scott, weather conditions and circumstances require monitoring by game officials for a couple of events this weekend. Of course, the wildfires in California spreading, and officials monitoring the conditions for the Rams game Monday night against Minnesota. And in college football, different circumstances. As much as 4 inches of snow and some ice is forecast for areas of Texas around Arlington for Friday's Texas-Ohio State game. Thankfully, that game will be played indoors at AT&T Stadium.
But you got to get there.
You do.
You got to get there. And Texans are not used to driving in the snow a whole lot. So they'll do what they can. Yeah, I feel just awful for the folks down in Southern California. That just looks absolutely terrible. Down Malibu, Pacific Palisades, where the PGA Tour, by the way, is going to be in a few weeks for the Genesis Tigers tournament. So haven't heard anything about that, if that is in jeopardy or not, but man, you just feel bad for those folks. A couple of texts to get to here. Our friend Greg in Epworth, our resident Wisconsin fan, saying that the wrestling and women's basketball are pretty low as far as the totem pole of Wisconsin sports is concerned. Cyclone Tim agreeing with you, Mark. 9 o'clock is my bedtime, but he is also probably not going to go to a Hawkeye men's game anyway. And Matt, the Michigan fan, very happy today, much happier than Mick Cronin, who called his team out for being soft afterwards last night. Says Michigan tipped off at UCLA last night at 9 o'clock Central Time, and I tell you, it stunk. Luckily, I woke up at the very end of the game to see the final. Aha. Michigan getting the victory in that one. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk a little basketball coming up here in just a little bit. In fact, before we get to that, let's go to our friend Troy in Muscatine County, who wants to comment about UNI basketball. They got a big one tonight against Murray State. And Troy, good afternoon. How you doing?
Great, guys. I noticed on our antenna TV network over here on Cozy 6.3 in the Quad Cities, Joey Dona put out that they're televising the UNI game tonight. Now, I don't know if that's a cable network or you could pull it in on any of the Cedar Rapids area channels, Iowa City. I'm not close enough to pull in 9 and 7 and 2, but I don't know anything about that network, but they're showing it on 6.3 over in the Quad Cities.
Yeah,
antenna TV.
One of those sub-channels for them.
Yeah.
I have no idea either if somebody's showing it on a sub-channel here. It's listed as ESPN Plus. So, yeah, if you're over toward the Quad Cities, you can watch that game. Should be a pretty good one tonight, and including Bradley and Drake. They're also going to play tonight. That's on CBS Sports Network. So that's a big one in the Missouri Valley as well as Murray and UNI. Maybe the top four teams in the Missouri Valley going at it tonight. So happy basketball to you, Troy.
Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. 319-366-1600. We'll come back, talk a little hoops with you when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we'll have plenty of sunshine today, but it'll also be plenty cold. Temperatures will be held to around 20, and with a bit of a breeze, it'll be feeling like the teens through the afternoon. Tonight, we'll start with clear skies, and some clouds will start to gradually move in. Temperatures will drop down to a low around 10. Then tomorrow, we'll have the clouds continuing to build. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s, and there'll be the chance for some light snow or flurries as we head into tomorrow evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And a place you need to stop when life gets busy is your neighborhood Quick Star. And they've got everything you are looking for. Tasty bakery treat in the morning, quick grab-and-go meals at lunch or in the evening, and some great specials, too, including 8-piece chicken tenders or bone-in. On special, $9.99 every Wednesday, which is today, hand-breaded jumbo tenders. And don't forget, with the winter months upon us, they've got soup bags on special, 36 to 40-ounce soup bags for $6.99. That is every Tuesday. Heat up on those cold winter days. And on Thursdays and Fridays, the Quickery Cheese Mountain Pizza. Thin crust, $6.99. Traditional specialty crust, $9.99. And that is something that the entire family will always love. And they've got snack pies, Quickery snack pies, available right now. 4 ounces, 5 for $5 or $1.49 each, limit 5. All available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
And we are back at 3:38. Don't forget, Spencer on Sports follows us from 4 until 6. We got Iowa State women's basketball coming up tonight for you. Cyclones in Tempe, the Valley of the Sun, as they take on the Arizona State Sun Devils. Tonight, 7 o'clock with the pregame, and just past 7:30 with the tip-off. Noah Wolf on the call of that one tonight here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600, that is the text line. As we backtrack a little, talk some college hoops. Back to Iowa's 97-87 overtime victory last night over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Both teams now 2-2. On the season, and if you are curious, and I know Mark Dukes is, a small jump of about 3 in the net for Iowa. Up to 54, still squarely on the bubble, certainly right now, although it is only January the 8th, so don't put a lot of stock into the net rankings as of yet. But a heck of a comeback. Peyton Sanford from the where has he been lately department to scoring 30 points. I was trying to come up with the last big half like that. I got to go back to Jared Utoff in Ames when he was playing. He had a great first half. Iowa State shut him down in the second half, though, and won that particular basketball game.
Yeah, I remember that game, and that's a good comparison. I'm sure there are others, and our great listeners will offer some if there are any out there. But another thing about last night is Iowa allowed Nebraska only 9 3-point goals. And I thought that was important after allowing 21 against Wisconsin. Nine's, you know, maybe the top end of the acceptable range or nearing the top, but that was an improvement. And I think it's going to be the story all season. This team is going to score. Right now it's second in the country in scoring average, but it's in the 300s for defense. And the Big Ten play, yes, that Wisconsin game skews things a little bit, but in Big Ten play, it's allowing over 90 points a game. And that just isn't going to, that's not going to be conducive to, you know, competing in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament if it gets that far. I don't think this is an NCAA tournament team right now. I really don't, and I think people will agree with me after the next three games, which includes a home game against Indiana, maybe a win, maybe not, I don't know, but then a West Coast trip to USC and UCLA. Now, this 2-2 team could be 2-5 in the league in a hurry.
Yeah, could be. That's what makes this Indiana game on Saturday night such an important one. And I agree with you. Hey, 9 looks a lot better if you're a Hawk fan than 21. Giving up three-pointers. 9 is still a little bit on the high side, but that's the way it goes. A couple things stand out. Number one, and people were commenting on it last night on the socials, the fact that if it took a lot for Fred Hoiberg not to get a technical or get tossed out of that game last night, because there were some I think there were a few calls that went Iowa's way. Usually happens when you are the home team, but there was a double dribble, pretty blatant double dribble that was missed on Price Sanford down the stretch. That was big with less than a minute to go. The other thing, Iowa had fouls to give at the end and did foul with less than 10 seconds to go to prevent a three-pointer. But then why don't you do it again?
Duh.
Why don't you do it again? Because they hit a three-pointer, Isaac, and it goes to overtime. And thankfully for the Hawks, they jumped out and got a big run at the start of overtime, and Nebraska really never had a shot. But if you're going to foul once, you better foul twice, right?
I mean, they did try to foul. You just got to really...
But you got to foul.
You got to really make it... obvious that you're fouling in that scenario. You can't kind of just lightly put your hands on them. Otherwise, you're going to leave it up to the ref's discretion. So at that point, you got to make it an obvious foul.
67-14, always foul when leading by three with less than 5 seconds left. I agree. I did not used to be of that thinking. Saw too many games over the years, not only Iowa State and UNI and Drake, but others where... it comes back to bite you. You just got to play the 2-for-3 card. And Iowa almost got bit by that last night. 57-17 says it was a foul and the refs ignored it. Well, it wasn't a good enough foul, apparently. Really chop them.
I thought it was a foul, too, in real time. I was kind of surprised the refs didn't call it. But I don't know. You got to make it real... in that scenario, I think you got to make it really obvious. Make it worth your while. Get your money's worth on the foul, so to speak, or whatever.
Don't make it flagrant.
Don't make it flagrant, but make it obvious you are intentionally fouling that person to prevent a three-point shot. Like, whether that's reaching, whatever you want to say, make it pretty obvious.
It's a good win last night for Iowa. I mean, that's a quad one win for the Hawkeyes. I still cannot figure out how Utah State is still not a quad one win, but Utah State's in the top 25, but it's going to end up being a quad one win for the Hawkeyes. The on the text line, 319-366-1600, and 5037 Mark says they were right behind the Iowa bench last night, and Harding went up to the ref and told him he was going to foul. Well, it's you can tell him that you're going to foul. They're not always going to call it. How many times have we seen in the past, Mark, coaches want to get a technical, do everything they can, and don't get the technical because the referee knows they want a technical? So maybe it's that theory. I don't know.
I mean, if that's the case, and I have no reason to doubt it, either it wasn't blatant enough or the official didn't hear Harding properly, which I have a bit of a hearing problem, and I can understand that. But, man, if he went up to him and told him what he was going to do, what more do you need?
Jeff says Peyton Sanford must have heard you chewing on him yesterday.
Well, I mean, if he does something well like he did in the last 25 minutes last night, I'll praise him to the end. But I didn't say anything that wasn't obvious, I don't think.
No, and I agree.
Playing well, he wasn't playing well, wasn't shooting well, wasn't playing good defense. But he certainly, along with Josh Dix, saved the bacon last night.
Yeah. 1960 says they watched the entire game, and they have to say – Iowa's got a lot of things to clean up, and they got very lucky. The passing is extremely poor and very sloppy with it. And 1480 just says we won, right? Hawks won in that game last night. A game that they really needed to have, as you mentioned, Mark, before they go on the West Coast swing. It's not impossible. I'm glad that Iowa is playing USC ahead of UCLA because there'll be a little buffer between UCLA getting publicly reamed out by their coach after the game last night against Michigan before Iowa goes to Pauley Pavilion. How weird is it going to be to watch a Big Ten Iowa basketball game at Pauley Pavilion coming up very soon?
Well, I mean, we'll get used to it. As weird as watching indoor golf last night, I don't know. We'll get used to it. It's one of those things, you know. It's same in football. You know, Iowa playing in the Rose Bowl on a Friday night. We'll get used to it, but it is different.
Yeah. 1972 with a good point. Referees don't call fouls late in the game. And for the most part, talking to officials, and I know a bunch of officials, they say they – officiate the game the same at the end as they do with 10 minutes to go. Isaac, you're shaking your head.
They can say that, but I don't know. You can watch the games, and I like that they allow a little bit more aggressive play at the end. I think I wish that was how they called the entire game, in my opinion, but there's usually a difference, at least by my eye.
They don't want to be the ones to make a foul call that is going to give one team an advantage to win the game. I'm going to say that's
not true of all officials.
Not all of them. God bless Ed Hightower. I miss Ed Hightower so much and his bringing together of the teams at least once during the game and talking things over and saying, we're not going to do this anymore. There were some good ones. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim, who is happy because Iowa State with another big win, saying that a win is a win. You said yesterday that Iowa needs to win two of their next four at a minimum. Last night was a win. Go out and get another one out west. Well, be better if it was Indiana and then get one out west if you're a Hawk fan, but easier said than done. And Indiana's game is going to – Hoosiers are playing very well right now. And it's not going to be easy on Saturday night. And 57-86 saying Iowa really missed Thelwell last night. This injury situation, Mark, is really odd. Cooper Koch comes back. He's apparently got a respiratory problem. Came back. Now last night did not play. Thelwell with a injury last night. Not a serious injury, but enough to keep him out. Should be ready to go on Saturday. But Iowa's been as beat up as any team in the Big Ten, certainly, and maybe the most beat up of a team in the Big Ten, although none of them have been certainly major injuries, knock on wood to this point.
Yeah, and the result was a short rotation. There's no question about that. I mean, Josh Dix played every minute except 22 seconds, and that terrific performance. And, you know, we need to talk more about Josh Dix because he's I think he's Iowa's best player.
And you don't think he had a lot of fun doing that against his neighboring state, being from Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln?
Sure he did.
You're darn right he did. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a break here, just to talk about Iowa State a little bit and their game last night. Now, Utah is not the greatest team in the Big 12, and it was at Hilton Coliseum. Oh, I'm sorry, 50-71. Yes, Iowa did lose to Utah State. I'm getting that confused with Utah. But it should be a quad one loss, at least, which is still a good feather in your cap. But getting back to Iowa State, you mentioned Taman Lipsey last night and what he did offensively. What makes Iowa State so tough is that you just cannot concentrate on one aspect of the Cyclone team. If you go out and try to stop Jones coming off the bench, you try to stop Lipsey, you try to stop Keyshawn Gilbert shooting threes. If you come out and guard them on the three-point line, they're going to drive around you, or they're going to start to go inside with Jackson and Jefferson and others. Momchilovich can hit it from outside, but if you leave him open and go concentrate on somebody else, he's going to beat you. It's just a team that has so many different weapons. Not maybe that top 10 in college basketball superstar player, but you don't know who to cover for Iowa State, and they just pick each other up every single night.
I couldn't have said it better, Scott. That was a biggest attribute Iowa State has, in addition to its defense. Josh Jefferson had a really nice game last night, as did Gilbert, and we already talked about Jones and Lipsey, but I'm thinking about the end game here and which teams are going to really excel at the end. Who can win on the road? Who can win in those neutral site games? And I think it's really Iowa State's type of team offensively, and it's defense. I mean, defense definitely travels. I saw Florida and Tennessee last night, and Florida won by 30 against the number one team, undefeated team in the country, the last undefeated team. Florida won by 30 because of really good defense and, frankly, Tennessee poor shooting. But I think you're going to see more and more of that in every league. I mean, Kentucky fell to Georgia last night. Why is that? You know, when you go on the road, you know, it's not true all the time. Kansas went to UCF and rebounded and won by, what, 30, 40, 50 points? Yeah. I don't know. It's not always true. But if you think about who's going to excel at the end, who can win on the road, it's this type of Iowa State team, I think.
Sharing the Big 12 lead right now with Houston and Arizona. Iowa State goes to Lubbock, and that has not been a fun place for Iowa State over the years on Saturday. And that is a good Texas Tech team that is 11-3 and 2-1 in the league. And if Iowa State can go to Lubbock on a Saturday and get a win, that's going to be that's going to go a long way to help out the Cyclones. All right, need to take a break. Come back, and we'll get you a Bowling Night in America preview. We are back on the lanes tonight. We'll talk about it when we return.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it, like that. Ask your phone, group chat, smartphone, You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time, instant method to track your blood glucose, US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And with a Bowling Night in America preview, brought to you by May City Bowling, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We are back at it tonight, Mark, and looking forward to it after a holiday break. We have much needed holiday break.
Yeah, a couple weeks up. Now we enter week two of the second half of the season tonight. And a little bit of a rocky start to the second half for the Rusty Nails, but a long way to go. Try to get some points tonight against Evans Plumbing, lanes 23 and 24.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Jeff and the gang over there, and a good bunch of folks, and we'll see if we can knock off the rust, no pun intended, going into the bowling here tonight. If you are looking to stop by the pro shop or inquire about open bowling, you certainly can do so by contacting the good folks over at May City Bowl.
Absolutely. The number is 362-0136. And the website is maycitybowlcr.com. And yes, Ralph in Riverside, say hi to your Bowling Night in America friend sitting next to you listening to the show.
Yeah, and different league, but yeah, looking forward to getting back on the lanes. Everybody is coming up this evening. And basketball here, we've got women's basketball, Iowa State, in Tempe to take on Arizona State. Not a great Arizona State team. I want to say 8-7, 9-7, something like that. Their record coming into tonight, but a much-needed road win in the possibility for Bill Fenley and the Cyclone women. We'll have that game for you coming up tonight. And, of course, big thanks to Lisa Nolan at Lisa Nolan Realty and Lisa Nolan Realtor .com online, the sponsor for Iowa State men's and women's basketball, as well as football this past fall. So big thanks to Lisa, and she helps bring you Iowa State basketball coming up this evening down in the Valley of the Sun. And as I mentioned, I'm going to try to get the bowling alley to get CBS Sports Network on, because Drake Bradley in Peoria tonight. Drake has lost the last two. They're 12-2 against 13-2 Bradleys. Maybe, arguably, with all due respect to Ben Jacobson and company up in Cedar Falls, arguably the top two teams in the Missouri Valley playing tonight.
Good luck. Don't concentrate too much on that game, Scott. Look at the 10 things in front of you. Try to knock them down.
I will try. I will try. Right. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow and all things college hoops. Kevin Lehman, the coach, for our Off the Glass segment on Thursday. Stay tuned. Spencer on sports next. Mark, we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Spend the Gym Class, 1600 ESPN.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.